North Dakotans have always helped each other out. It's time to see again what we're made of. We can mask up and follow the guidelines. Give a little space so we can move forward for each other. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Health.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 94.1 FM, KFJO.com, the KF Joe mobile app. Follow 790 KF Joe on Twitter. Like the KF Joe Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies is here to help you. If you have any questions, he is a home inspector. You can call our KF Joe Laney studio lines, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Or you can text in your questions to 35270. Good morning to you, Lars.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm well. You guys?
We're good. We're good. I know you wanted to start talking about mold in homes today, which I think is a really good topic. And I've got a newer home. I don't know the year offhand, but within the past 15 years, put it that way. I still get mold in the window frames. Is that typical in all houses?
It's super common in our climate. And as I mentioned previously, too, related to the amount of humidity you have inside your house versus the outdoor temperature. The colder it is outside, the lower humidity you need inside to prevent that condensation from happening on your windows, and then it starts forming some mold on there. So that's something we see in probably most newer houses, and it's just a battle of cleaning and trying to keep the humidity down. That's really all what's going on with that.
How much mold is too much? Like, if it's just a little bit that you have on the windows, should that be of a concern?
You know, we do environmental testing, and I have tested many houses where there is a lot of mold on windows. You know, and we usually are hired to do those tests in the winter when there is a lot of condensation on there, and we rarely see that it impacts the air quality. Simply because the mold structures and the fruiting bodies of mold are so saturated with water and condensation that's on the window that it doesn't really go airborne. But it doesn't mean it's good. It eventually will dry out and it could potentially become an issue with air quality. But it's just a constant battle about cleaning the windows and keeping the humidity down.
The home inspector is here, Lars Knobloch, with Nordic Companies. Our studio line by Laney's is 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Lars, a message coming in. What should we keep our home humidity at?
That is an excellent question. Mm. And as I just mentioned, it depends on the outside temperature. It also depends on the amount of ventilation you have in the house, but let's say a house that's built within the last 20, 30 years, you may have to keep the humidity down to like 30-35% in the winter months when the outdoor temperature is below, 20 degrees to prevent a lot of condensation from happening. And now you're getting to pretty low numbers, and it's not always easy to accomplish that without having a mechanical ventilation system. A dehumidifier may not be able to bring it down to 30%. And the deal is the colder it is outside, the colder surface temperature you're going to have on your walls and your windows, and the colder surface temperature, the less humidity does it take. So if the outside temp goes up to 10 degrees, you can allow more humidity. And if it goes down to, minus or below 30, you might need to be in the 20s to prevent from humidity, and that could create like really static environment. You flip your light switch and you get a shock, right? So you kind of have to find the sweet balance there and then try to adjust the humidity up and down accordingly depending on the outside temperature.
Very good. Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies. He is here to help you with any housing questions you have. You can call the Laney studio line, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270. Moving outdoors here, Lars, someone says their sidewalk to driveway has a 1-inch rise on the seam. Is mud jacking an option? Do I call the city and pay specials, is their question?
When you see that happen, there are several ways of dealing with that. If it's heaving from, for example, tree roots, then it, you know, sand jacking or foam jacking won't really do the trick. But if the slab settles, you could definitely try to sand jack it or foam jack it. It's a pretty effective method. And if it's on your sidewalk, I believe that would be the city's responsibility and not the homeowner.
237-5948 is the Laney's studio line. If you want to call in and ask Lars a question, heading to the roof, you can text your question in to 35270 with different types of vents on the roof and seeing ice forming. Are there any vents that it's okay to see ice forming on there, or do you need to remove any ice from all of them?
Yeah, any exhaust vents, like from your furnace, if you have a gas water heater that's venting through the wall, those sidewall vents, you know, definitely you should remove all the ice from them. Sometimes you can see if you have, an older house with a masonry chimney or like a metal flue on the roof, and it's from your furnace or water heater, you can start seeing some icicles coming down from those. That's probably not as huge of a concern unless it really, really starts building up. So those are probably okay, but those sidewall PVC vents we commonly see, they should definitely be, you should definitely remove icicles from those.
Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies. He is here to help you with your housing questions. The Laney studio line is open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text in your questions to 35270. Somebody is wondering, Lars, do you have any company that you would recommend to take care of a mold issue in their home?
Yeah, I mean, there's several companies in our area that can do that. But the question is, like, how big of a problem is it? A small amount of mold is something that most homeowners could deal with themselves. It's not going to impact most people's health. But we all react so differently to mold exposure. So some people can get really sick from a little bit of mold, while others don't really react to it at all. To me, it depends a lot on where the location of the mold is. If it is in a space that you're spending a lot of time in, like your bedroom or your family room, it becomes maybe more crucial that it will be done right. And if you're gonna, if the mold is like in your laundry room or your mechanical room or storage room, it's often something you can do yourself. When you have mold on porous materials such as carpet, drywall, insulation, and paper, that those types of materials really should be discarded. You can't really clean mold off of those types of materials really well as compared to non-porous materials such as hard plastic, solid wood, concrete, metal, glass, and so on. They can be cleaned as long as they're structurally sound. There's several ways of cleaning off mold from a surface, but it's always a good idea to wet it down first, mist it down, make it become completely saturated so mold spores won't go airborne as easy, contaminating your air. And you can just wipe it down with house detergent and water, and just clean it down, try to scrub it off. The goal with mold removal is actually mold removal, not mold killing. And the goal is to physically remove the moldy structures and surfaces. After you have kind of scrubbed things off and removed it, you let it dry a little bit, and it wouldn't be a bad idea to apply a mixture of bleach and water on the surface to try to kill any spores that's left on the surface. Mistake people do there is that they use way too much bleach. Bleach is harmful and it could damage your lungs sometimes more than the mold.
Lots of questions coming in, Lars. Can we get to one more before we run out of time? If someone sees gray shadows on their ceiling, could that mean condensation issues going on in the attic?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Some gray shadows on their ceiling, could that mean that there's condensation going on in the attic?
Typically not. That sounds like something called ghosting. And ghosting could happen if you burn a lot of candles and the soot from the candles seems to plate out or attract itself to a colder surface, almost like a magnetic or static reaction. And you will have these lines in the ceiling or on the wall because it's slightly colder where the lines are. And what actually where the lines are is where you have the rafter or the studs. So it's slightly colder right there, and you get a dark or a gray shadow on the wall like that. So it could be caused by, as I said, candles, or if you have a wood burning soul that creates soot.
Yeah, we had that with candles 1 year. I remember that. Okay. Lars, hold on the line or throw out your phone numbers if anybody has further questions for you. What's the best number to get a hold of you at Nordic Companies?
Yeah, 701-566-1446. And they can also shoot us messages on Facebook. We're pretty responsive on Facebook.
Okay. Somebody has a follow-up question on that mold. So hang on the line 1 second, Lars.